Okay. Okay, dumbasses. Okay. I don't know why men and women treat each other this way and they shame each other just because of what type of preference they have. Like, some women, they're attracted to thugs. Some women just only want rich guys. Some women just want hot guys. Everyone has their goddamn preference. Same thing with men. We have our own preferences out there. Now, I get a lot of people on the comment sections in my fucking videos shaming me of what type of girls that I find attractive. Me, I find most women attractive. I just don't like their nature. I don't like their fucking behavior. I don't like how they use the system to take our money. Marriage does not benefit us at all. And women use this for their advantage. Okay, we all have a preference out there. Okay? We do. I like all kinds of women. And a lot of you bash on me just because I like a certain type of woman. I like thick women. I like skinny women. I like little boobed women. I like cute and petite women. I like women as long as they are pretty. If I'm attracted to it, and she makes a pass at me, I'm gonna make a pass back. Everybody has a freaking preference. Everybody does. So do you. Some of you don't have a preference at all. Some of you don't have a deal. Some of you are MGTOW monks, and that's fine. You don't want anything to do with a woman at all. That's fine. That is fine. But I hate all these fucking people that come on my channel and shame people. Not just on my videos, on other people's videos. You know, when you shame a guy because they like a particular type of girl, it's like you're slut-shaming. Like how a woman slut-shames another fucking girl just because she sleeps around. When a woman sleeps around, she's playing the goddamn field. She's gonna play the goddamn field until she decides to settle down and then settle down with the right guy. Men do that too. So fucking what? And every guy that shames on me, that says, oh, you're dating this girl? Oh, she ain't that hot. You think you're so goddamn much better than me. And you're not. And every guy that thought they were so much better than me, they could do so much better? Fuck you, dude. You don't! You're the ones wind up being with some ugly, fat-ass, fugly bitch! I had this one friend. We were friends for years. I don't know where the hell he went. The last time we spoke was in 2014. He's off of Facebook and everything. I can't track this dude. But we grew up together. And fucking... He was fucking making fun of me just because I was dating a girl named Bobby. And she wore a baseball cap all the time. She was kind of like a tomboy. But you know what? That was my preference. I loved her. She was pretty. She used to make me laugh. And everything. Then we broke up because, you know what? It's not like we were going to get married or anything. We broke up. We went our own separate ways. Wow. We were friends for a little while. And then two of my other friends, dated her. But he was just giving me shit about this girl, and then he's over here banging some fucking fat ass. Fat ugly woman. Me and my friend actually followed them. Because he would bring this girl around, and we're just like, me and my friend Joe, we're just like, dude, Cam, you know, something's screwy around here. Something is really screwy. I think our buddy here is dating this fugly bitch. It's like, I think so too. My friend's like, she's a nice girl and everything, but God, he keeps on giving us crap about it. Let's get down to the bottom line. About the girls that we like, he gives us crap about it. Let's see. Let's shame him. Come on, let's follow him. We were hanging out, my friend says, well, you know, I'm gonna call it a day, and I'm gonna head back home, because I got stuff to do. And then the other girl, she was all, yeah, me too. What winded up happening, they went one direction, and my friend went the other direction. Sure. My friend went home. Sure. But that girl, all she did was circle the block only to go to his house. Which was weird. which was really, really freaking weird. And then we saw them walking together. And then when she went around the block and we were right there in the bushes, she almost freaking saw us. And if she saw us, we would have never known that them two were dating. So when she got to the house, they went up the street and up down Moon Street, all the way up to this park that where we never go. So that's why they go there, because we never go there. So we followed them all the way over to the park. And sure enough, we were hiding in the bushes and we see them making out. And we were laughing our asses off. And she's like, oh, we're over here like, me and my friend was like, God, he's over here shaming us because we like this particular girl. The girl that we like is all, it's 10 times hotter than this fat ass. Everybody has a preference. Guys like fat chicks. Guys like skinny chicks. You know, guys like butterfaces. There's this one girl that we used to work with. She was a freaking butterface. Everything was good butterface, but everybody wanted to bang her. Just like that girl that played in my adult film. There's some guys that wanted to bang her. There's some guys that didn't want to. Shit, there was this one girl that I used to work with. She was our sales rep. And I know she watches my videos, so I might not be talking about you, because every glass shop that I worked at had a sales rep out. It doesn't mean I'm talking about you. But there's this one sales rep. A lot of guys would be like, who is that? I was like, that's our sales rep. I was like, why? You want to get with her? You think she's hot or what? Yeah, I get with her. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I fucking knew it. A lot of people wanted to get with her and a lot of people didn't. My older brother didn't want to. I would have if we were not working together. And then my dad up front, he used to run the front. He's all, she's freaking ugly. I was like, yeah, I know, Dad, but, you know, guys have their own preference, and she seems to get a lot of guys. And I think the reason why she gets a lot of guys is because she rides that cock carousel. Well, she's still ugly. I was like, yeah, that's your opinion. So I'd still bang her, but, you know, we're working together. I don't shit where I eat. Everybody has their preference. Everyone does. They do. You shouldn't shame anybody just because they like a certain type of girl. I don't care. You know what I mean? I don't care if a guy is hooking up with an ugly chick. I don't care. I don't really care. There's guys I brag about, you know. People that I used to work with, they brag about who they hooked up with. They show me a picture. I see them, they're like, she ain't that good looking. But it doesn't matter. They're hooking up with somebody. There's a particular type of girl for every guy out there. There is. There's guys that get hot chicks. There's guys that get mediocre chicks. There's guys that get ugly chicks. Because that's all they can get. So what? And those guys that shame other people just because they're dating a particular type of girl that they're not attracted to? God, you're probably dating somebody right now that somebody else ain't attracted to. Nobody's fucking perfect. And if I do see a guy with a really hot chick, I already know what the hell's going on. I don't care if it's their boyfriend or the husband. I don't care. I know exactly what's going on there. She's riding that cock carousel because she can, because she is hotter than a pistol. This is what these hot bitches do. All the stories I've heard from other people. You're like, yeah, I used to work with this hot chick, and she was married, and then she would bang every guy in the back. Yeah, and there's this one guy. He's at my work. He's just a big ladies' man. He is. And he always shows me pictures of the girls he's dating, and he shows me all the text messages and everything. Hey, Cam, check this out. I met this chick last night. She's married. And check it out, man. Check out the text messages. I mean, the things that she was saying to him. Disgusting. and she knows she can get away with it too. And her husband has no goddamn clue what she's doing. Here's this one guy texting right in front of me. And then she writes back, "Wait a minute, I'll call you back later. My boyfriend's right here." Oh, my God. I don't envy any man who has a hot-ass chick. I don't really care, because I know exactly what the fuck they are doing. I know exactly what they're doing. And you're not perfect either. You're over here shaming people. You think you get the best-looking girls ever? Fuck you. Shut your fucking pie hole. Nobody's that fucking perfect. You can't get every goddamn girl. Please. Fucking please. Nobody's perfect. Period. Everybody dates a fat fucker, fucking woman every once in a blue moon. You're not perfect. I know a lot of you out there have. You got into a bar and you banged some random fat chick. I know you have. Please, you're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. At all. And if you do get the hottest bitch wife, I already know what the fuck they're doing. They're riding that cock carousel, because they can. This is why I don't get married. And I don't date often anymore. Those days are gone, dude. I had my fucking fun. Now I just want to make some goddamn money. I'm only looking for one particular type of girl. And that's to get on the goddamn camera. So I can make money. And then she can make some money. Just by doing it. When another man shames another man because of his preference, it's like slut shaming, like how a woman slut shames a fucking another woman. And you know very goddamn well that woman that's slut shaming this other slut is a slut as well. Most of you are. Like Kim Kardashian, when she was slut shaming this other fucking girl. But she's a slut herself. Eeh, what a chingao, man. Fuck! Got a guy that I used to work with. He was like bragging about his girlfriend that he lives with. Oh, she's only 22 years old. She brings him to the shop one time. And brings her to the fucking goddamn shop one time, and she's a fucking fat. Nothing to be jumping up and down for. Wow, she's an average girl. And then when she came to the shop, this other guy that I was working with was telling me, she ain't all that great, she may be young, but she ain't all that great, she ain't nothing. And then that same motherfucker talking shit about his girlfriend, he has an even uglier girlfriend. Her fucking face looks like Blanca. From fucking Street Fighter. And he's over here shaming him? His girlfriend? Talking shit? Amazing. Absolutely fucking amazing. See, I'm telling you, every guy who talks like this has a fucking ugly, fugly fucking girlfriend anyway. Jesus. Just leave people alone, man. Everybody has their preference. I'm going to tell you something right now. The reason why I got into the adult industry because there's a wide variety of sexual fantasies. Okay? There are fat girls. There are fucking older women. There are fucking young women. There's all kinds of different porn out there. Because if we all had one preference, there'd be all one fucking one type of porno movie. And it would suck, and it would be boring. And life would be boring. Excuse me. And life would be fucking boring. If we all agreed with the same fucking thing. I'm sorry. If your preference is just oh, I just want the best looking girls, and that's all you want, then you got high standards, and you'll be disappointed. I used to have high standards like that, and I was disappointed all the fucking time. I keep my standards a little bit lower because then I won't be disappointed. Nobody's perfect, and neither are you. And neither is the other slut. Nobody's perfect. And you never get what you want. Nobody gets what they want. Now, as a matter of fact, as we move along in life, nobody knows what the fuck they want. Nobody. I'm pretty much done with this topic already. And I'm sick and tired of people saying, oh, you don't get laid. Try me, motherfucker. Try me. Try me. Try me. You wanna know how I got laid the last time? I was at a convention, 2015. I fucked three girls in a fucking row just by doing this one simple trick. Talking to the guys, he's like, you know what? Those girls are pretty fine over there. And then they're like this, they're all, yeah, I'm gonna go over there and make a move here in a minute. He's like, you know what? Not before I do. I go. Then I walked over there. I reached, like I was reaching in my pocket, and I went out. Once I got in front of him, I pretended like I was gonna put something in my pocket, and then I dropped it. It was a fake wad, a huge wad with some real dollars covering the front and covering the back. All right, I had a small stack in the back and a small stack of real dollar bills in the front, and it was wrapped in a rubber band. I dropped it in front of these girls, these group of girls. I picked it up, I walked away. Maybe about 10, 15 minutes later, they're tugging on my shoulder. Hey, what's your name? Simple. Try it sometime. I guarantee you it worked. It worked for me. Only that one time. It worked for me. No joke. No joke at all. The whole time, you know what I mean? That whole day, I got laid three times in a fucking room. Because they knew I can afford to pay them to play in my fucking videos. You know, I looked at these women all fucking day. I passed by them all fucking day. But once my wad fell out of my goddamn pocket, now they wanted to talk. I don't care if you guys believe me or not. I don't care. I don't have nothing to prove to you because you guys don't know my fucking life. You don't. Period. You don't know my fucking life. Stop acting like you do. Shut the fuck up. And if you are a fucking ladies man, well then, why are you looking at my video? Shouldn't you be out banging bitches somewhere? Huh? Should you? I think you should. You got it going on? Why are you wasting time looking at me? Huh? Why are you doing it? Shouldn't you be banging Susan over there? Or some other fucking cuck's wife or simp's wife? Girlfriend? Come on. I make these videos because I want to. You guys could be telling me the same thing. Well, shouldn't you be making a porno movie right now? I don't fucking do that every fucking day. I put that off to the side. That could turn into drama. This what I'm doing right here too could turn into drama too, but I give two shits about your fucking comments. I don't give a fuck. You don't know my fucking life. I got my preference, you got your preference. You fucking go with what you want to fucking fuck and do whatever the hell you want. What type of girls you like, whether you like fat girls, skinny girls, tall girls, older girls, I don't care. Go ahead. Since you have it going on, go fuck with them. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious signing off. I have no more nothing else to say about this topic at all. You got your preference, I got mine. All right? Simple as that. There may be some girls that you like, I might not like, and the next person might not like. There are girls that people, there are girls that I like that people don't, that other people don't like. Nobody's perfect. Signing off.